Bring in Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson for a few minutes here. Coach, how you doing this morning?
Great. How y'all doing?
Doing well. The caller there mentioned, you know, offensive line, and, you know, so much has been talked about in the last couple of days about the quarterback, the receivers, and all that stuff. From an O-line standpoint, what did you see in that game, and where did you think the breakdowns were?
Well, you always, everybody says when the quarterback is rushed or sacked, it's the offensive line's fault. But, you know, a lot of other people involved in pass protection, and especially the backs. And, you know, we didn't do a very good job out from the backfield and, you know, picking up some people who were coming off the edge. And that forced us to change some schemes. And, you know, anytime you have to change and make a major change, you didn't do what you did all week in practice. You know, it's hard to get it rolling in the second half. But, you know, those things we got to work with and continue to get better, and hopefully we can this week.
You were asked about Larry Smith and the possibility of making a change, you know, during the press conference yesterday. What sorts of things do you have to see on the practice field or not see before you really consider it?
Well, it'd have to be, you know, pretty major. You know, Larry's got a great arm and makes all the throws that we want. He prepares hard. He works hard. You know, it'd have to be a pretty bad attitude change, I think, for us to say, hey, you know, we're abandoning a guy that we've got a lot of confidence in. So it's never one person's fault. You know, this was a situation where we didn't play well on offense. We played good on defense for almost all of the game. But we lost. You know, it's on all of us. So we just got to get back to work and get ready for the next game. That one's over. We can't fix the Mississippi State game, but we can hopefully fix the Rice game.
On the plus side, it's hard to imagine a linebacker in the league having a better year so far than Chris Marv's had. He's been fantastic.
He's been playing really well. He sure has a, you know, nose for the football and has a knack for knocking the ball out. And, you know, when you get those kind of guys who are, you know, have that burning desire to do the right thing every play, and you're going to have a chance to get an outstanding player. And we've been fortunate, you know, linebacker-wise, you know, right next to him is a very good one in Pat Benoit. But, you know, we've had Marcus Bugs, who played for the Bills the other night, and John Goff, and Hunter Hillemeyer, and Moses Sivigi. I mean, we've had some really good ones. So Coach Bielan's doing a good job with those guys, and you know, we expect them to keep playing well.
Bobby, getting back to your offense, how frustrating were the drops by the wide receivers?
Oh, I enjoyed it.
I guess I deserve that.
Obviously,
huh?
It's frustrating because, you know, when you get to that situation and, you know, people protected right, we've run the right route, you know, we set up in the pocket, we made a good throw, and it gets to the point where you're going to reap the rewards of a good play, and you don't finish it. You drop the pass, and it's frustrating to everybody who put in all that effort and that play to get it done. And believe me, our wide receivers aren't very happy about it either. And it's not only them. I think, you know, our tight ends dropped a couple. So, like I said, it's back to work, and you know we've got to learn from that, and don't let that bother us for the rest of the year. But get ready for the next one.
All right,
Bobby,
does it
feel good to lose a game?
Yeah.
All right, I'll try to ask a better question here, Bobby.
It's you know, it ruins your whole every second of every day for the rest of the week.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
Bobby, one of the things you were not happy with after the game was, you know, you felt like your team got out physical, especially at the point of attack. Do you remedy that by getting more physical this week in practice, or what do you do to get those guys back in the right frame of mind?
I don't remember saying that, but I might have under the circumstances. But, you know, I don't have any problems with us being physical, and you know, you got to be smart at the same time, and that was the biggest problem. We weren't executing, and a lot of times when you're not executing, you're not concentrating, and you know, that's you know, one of the toughest things to do in football is go out and try to be very aggressive, but at the same time, keep your mind at what you're doing and execute what you've been taught to do.
Bobby, it's interesting, you as the head coach, and Jeff Fisher's kind of going through this with some of the with the frustration of a loss that they suffered on Sunday. But how do you kind of guard against basically maybe the chirping that's going on, or the complaining, or the frustration, or something like that, that you keep that team together? Is that something you try to address right off the bat so nothing lingers during the week?
Well, hopefully we haven't had any of that. I haven't noticed any, and, you know, nobody's...
Well, not that you are, but I'm saying, yeah, as a coach, do you try to just...
If I did, you know, yeah, well, you know, we would address it right after the game and then just insist that it does not occur.
Right.
Nobody's, you know, perfect. And if you ever start pointing fingers, you know, you're in trouble, because most of the time you're going to be the one that messes up next, and, you know, everybody's going to look at you like you're crazy. So it's just a matter of concentrating on the next game. And, I mean, if we keep thinking about Mississippi State and start talking about drop passes and things like that, it can poison you for the rest of the week, and then you're not concentrating on getting ready for Rice.
To talk about Rice now, coming up on Saturday in Houston, are they as up-tempo as they were a year ago? When we remember the game here, they were basically running to the line of scrimmage and getting, you know, the quick snap and everything. I know they don't have quite the personnel that they had last year, but, you know, are they as fast as what they did a year ago?
Well, it's hard to tell on film, but that's a good point. We'll find out. Also, last year they had Conference USA officials, and I think aided them in doing that. You know, we looked at it yesterday, and they had guys hadn't even set up yet. They were still moving to get to the line of scrimmage, and they were snapping the ball, and they allowed them to do it. Everybody had three or four guys moving, and but, you know, we've got to prepare for that and got to be on the ball as quickly as the offense gets up there to run a play. Our defense has got to be ready. And that sort of limits you to what you can do, and also, you know, what kind of personnel groupings you can have on the field. If they don't substitute, you probably won't have a chance to substitute, because they're ready to go.
Does it help that you guys run, you know, more of a, you know, no-huddle, up-tempo look, in, you know, this season in getting ready for this game?
It does, no doubt about it. And it helped that we went through it last year, and, you know, we settled down a good bit in the second half and started playing some base stuff and got the calls in, and we're ready to play. And when we're ready to play, you know, we were better.
For all the worry about Brett Upson in the opener against Western Carolina, he's been really good the last couple of weeks, hasn't he?
He was really good last week. I think averaged 43, five of them inside the 20. One of them 63 yards. He actually outkicked his coverage on that one. But we'll take that every time. We'll cover better.
Do you realize you were called Bobby Jones in the Rice game notes? I didn't know if they
probably cover my golf.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, they probably heard about my golf game.
I was thinking of your defense with the Sixers.
Yeah, and the Tar Heels.
Exactly,
and the course design as well. All right, Coach. Well,
and the golf clothing line.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Robert Trent Johnson has been our guest, and good luck this week against Rice. We'll see you a little bit later on in the week.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy it.
All right. Take care.